You're listening to the audio production of Uncommon Ground, Living Faithfully in a World of Difference by Timothy Keller and John Inazu, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Nan Gurley and Robert Kiefer.
Introduction by John Inazu and Timothy Keller. This book's central question is how Christians can engage with those around us while both respecting people whose beliefs differ from our own and maintaining our gospel confidence. The idea for this book grew out of correspondence we have had with each other over the past few years. Both of us were exploring how people find common ground across deep and often painful differences. We wanted to learn how to provide a Christian response to the reality of our differences, or what scholars call the fact of pluralism. Too often, the fact of pluralism is obscured, at least in the United States, with idealized visions of one nation indivisible and the pursuit of a more perfect union. But our actual existence is often characterized more by difference and disagreement than by unity. Americans, like citizens of most Western nations today, lack agreement about the purpose of our country, the nature of the common good, and the meaning of human flourishing. These differences affect not only what we think, but also how we think and see the world. This is the fact of pluralism today. Deep and irresolvable differences over the things that matter most. Understanding pluralism means understanding our past. The fact of pluralism is one reason the United States is not and has never been a thoroughly Christian nation. To be sure, a white Protestant culture, or what in some circles is called Judeo-Christian culture, influenced this country's founders and shaped middle-class norms and values for much of its history. That shared culture and its assumed consensus about public morality and the nature of religious practice brought with it important social benefits, among them the building and sustaining of institutions and infrastructure. The vast majority of today's charitable sector, private colleges and universities, hospitals and social service organizations, has its roots in Protestant and later Catholic and Jewish communities. But this shared Protestant culture failed to recognize and sometimes perpetuated significant injustices. Protestants were often indifferent and sometimes hostile toward the religious freedom claims of religious minorities. White Protestants were largely absent from the civil rights movement, and some white Protestants engaged in personal and structural racism that exists to this day. The social and legal power of the Protestant culture often stifled differing views about race, religion, gender, and sexuality. Within this dominant Protestant culture, many Christians forgot the biblical counsel that on earth we have no lasting city.